We just make a joke somewhere about this AI craze. And you know, what if they, or we can even weave it into a story, you know, one funny story. Actually, it could be a short little animation, just half a minute. Let's try it like that. This new, I don't know, I can't get into detail, but something like this. This new fantastic AI is there. And we can go this way if we like that. It's from China, you know, they have, after all, the best supercomputer in the world. And you see the news and billboards everywhere. It's going, is it the savior or enemy, whatever that you say in English. All of that usual stuff that's going on right now. But now really they're gonna unleash that dragon on the world, so people start asking and they start writing and they get pictures, you know, wonderful pictures quickly and but it, and it's amazing, and it really seems to understand you. And you see girls in there late at night having deep personal discussions about boys and about life, and they are depressed, and these things turns into a, therapist or priest or whatever, a guru. And then we see it from the other side, from the reality side, how their supercomputer looks. We can zoom in from the sky with some drone or whatever down there on Beijing, which first may look in itself like a computer chip. And or somewhere, and then rather than going into some super duper fantastic computer lab or complex, it's just somebody's office space, nicely furnished in Chinese style, and some cool Chinese looking guy there, this Chinese guy sits there in front of a or maybe I have a row of those guys and girls sitting there all around the room, and they have, each one of them maybe running three or four screens, monitors, and each one has split into four and or more maybe. Maybe eight, you can maybe even fit 12 in, depending. Each one making up a little screen. And each one communicating. With a manager who has the same screens. communicating with so many others. So as soon as a statement comes in, written by someone on that, on their terminal, which they think is just an ordinary website with the AI behind it, it pops up somewhere on a scrolling list like that, and you click on that and you just read it into a microphone, and whoever has time takes care, or and they can pipe it very quickly to who happens to be the expert in that field. And you have the, and you start to see it from the big perspective, and they're like, a few hundred thousand people, Chinese, Indians, all kinds of people from all kinds of countries who are the super experts in their fields, sitting there at home with their headset on and just answering questions. And the whole system is just built to as efficiently as ever possible, super turbo speed, channel that question, those questions between as many simultaneous users as possible to the right expert who happens to have time right now. And that was just a matter of resources. The more people, the more fields of expertise covered, the quicker it worked. So they just built it out, and in this way gave employment to so many people who then lived on, maintained themselves on being like knowledge people, and all intellectuals and young students, and they will be happy, they will get a good salary, not extravagant but not too little, just good. And everyone sees, well, first they say, well, this is, you know, from the West, then they react, oh, this could be a longer thing, it seems that this is a cheating, you know, they, these stupid Asians, they can't get their technology together. They just pretend. They're using slaves. And then, you know, you can see this room there with all these Chinese kids, and they smile, because maybe that's all being said, streaming live or something on the news. And they just smile, and they open a door or some, take a cloth covering away from some big box, which then appears to be the, or open the door into a room of the greatest famous or infamous super duper computer of all the supercomputers in the world. And then you see the Western saying, oh. So they really have it? Or maybe fake? And then the one kid goes over there and pushes a few keys, and their light goes off, and their screen goes off, and everything goes off. And then it goes on again. And the kids make a thumbs up or something, or a peace sign, and twinkle with one eye, and that's it.